wanted at all costs to really put the theme of refugees in this festival, and we showed in particular the first movie that was presented to open the festival was a movie called The Crossing. This is about several Syrian families living from Cairo, from Egypt, crossing the Mediterranean into Europe. And the idea there was to really show people behind statistics. You know, people are aware, hear about numbers of refugees in the region, hear about the phenomenon of arrival in Europe. Sometimes it's perceived as a migration movement, people looking for jobs in Europe. This time, through these individual families that were middle-class families, you know, one of them was a journalist, another one was a pharmacist, another one was a musician, that were, you know, people with their dignity, with their life, that were pushed away from Syria because of the war. They were in danger, they fled, and they were really treated like human cargo in those boats exploited by smugglers because they really have no option than to put themselves into the hands of smugglers across the Mediterranean. And also when they arrived to Europe, people realized that this is not the end of the story. Actually, they're hit by depression. You know, at the time they arrive in Europe, they go from one asylum seeker center to another one, to yet another one. They're crossing many countries. And they're sitting there after all the adrenaline of movement, you know, fleeing for your life. Suddenly they sit and they reflect on their life and they're waiting every day for the case to be processed by the authorities. Mm-hmm. And they are, this is where the trauma is hitting them even harder than when they were during the flight, that they didn't have much time to think about it. So I think we had a discussion after that with the public, and people were really shocked to see how compelling the situation are. And you see that every day in the news, and you don't necessarily relate it to you, but when you follow an individual family, children, with all their brave attitude trying to summon this torment and support their parents, that was very compelling, and I think the message went across.
I have to touch upon UNHCR work in Lebanon. Lebanon that is basically hosting the largest number of refugees per capita. How are you coping and what are you asking for?
So it's a huge challenge for a small country like Lebanon that has been very generous to receive everyone fleeing from the war and is now wondering how they can cope for much longer with this number in their country, where their economy is also slowing down because of the war next door. Tourism has dropped. Exports have dropped because there's no country to export their goods to because there is a war next door, etc. So we are at this critical point where actually also xenophobia is mounting, as you were highlighting earlier, because people face unemployment, people face no economic growth, difficulties with not enough water or electricity in some of the most remote villages. In these circumstances, you have to find a reason for your problem, and the reason is very often the foreigner. So what we're trying to do in Lebanon at the moment as the UN family is really to keep people together, to make people, you know, stick together at this difficult time instead of dividing each other. Instead of xenophobia mounting, what we try to do is to slow that down, slow the progress of xenophobia through common projects that benefit both communities. The idea is really to develop a joint approach to help both Lebanese communities that are hosting refugees and the refugees themselves. So everyone benefits from the program, and they offer assistance, and they are therefore more able to cope together for a longer time. So we need more support for Lebanon, more support for humanitarian assistance, of course, because the refugees are becoming more and more vulnerable over time. They have more and more debts. They cannot pay their bill. They cannot pay their rent. All their savings are long gone. 70% of the refugee population is under the poverty line now. This is dramatic, dramatic. We really have to change the situation towards more medium-term approach where people can work temporarily, you know, to feed their families so that they're autonomous and they don't become too dependent on assistance.